Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I'm like you said, first full season. I didn't play all season here last year. I felt right away coming in here last year that this is the place I want to be, and this is a great place to grow and great opportunity to win too. So obviously we're all disappointed in here with what happened at the end of last year. And I think that it kind of sparks everybody to start off good this year and have a great camp.
What did you focus on with your training in the offseason in hopes of maybe getting even bigger?
Yeah, getting stronger obviously is a big thing for me, bigger and stronger. I feel like once I can get that done and I still want to be strong, I'm not never going to stop pushing for that. And I think it's all the better for me. I know I got the conditioning down, and I know I can hold a standard throughout a lot of games. I know I played a lot of games last year, so that's something I'm gonna take with me and kind of build on this year, and just build off that for sure.
Do you think you can kill penalties more often? I mean, that's something you didn't do much last year, but it's really more fun this year.
Yeah, I mean that's something that for sure. You, as a defenseman, you want to play in all situations, and you want to be a guy that the coaches can rely on. So obviously, it's up to the coach, but yeah, for sure, you want to be out there and help the team as well as you can.
I'm sure you were asked this already, and I apologize, but just happy to get the contract squared away yesterday after the whole summer.
Yeah, you know, it's been a long summer, and like I said, I'm glad to get it done before camp starts, so I can get a full camp in for sure.
There's so many other restricted free agents who are still unsigned. Do you think some of those guys maybe impacted or held up your situation at all?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like the big RFAs out there, I don't think we're on the same level. Just looking at it realistically, you know. So I don't know about that, but for sure, if one of the big ones signed, and it's gonna fall. And I know a lot of guys out there that serves a lot of money, and it's tough for all the teams because there's so many teams in the same situation. So I'm just glad I can just focus on myself, you know. I'm just glad we got it done in time.
Do you look at the deal you signed yesterday as like a bridge contract or potentially maybe a longer term deal, multi-years?
I know we both worked towards a longer deal, but obviously with the situation being what it is, I just said that there was no way around it, and I feel like as long as I'm here, and I feel like I'm in the place I want to be here in Pittsburgh, so I'm glad to be that, for sure.
You flourished once you got here. What do you think it's going to be like now with the full training camp, the benefit of that, and being able to get through all that?
Yeah, you know what?
As opposed to coming in mid-season.
Yeah, it's different, for sure. Like you said, it's my first full camp here and full season, so I'm just going to soak it all in and take every day as it comes. I know it's a really competitive and hard training camp. It's a high standard here around the league, so I'm just going to try and take everything in and take it day by day. I don't think I can look too far ahead or too much what happened in the past. I feel like I'm in this situation where I got to take it day by day and then stay in the moment.
A couple of more veteran players, Gino, Hornquist, they mentioned that the window of this team might be starting to close a little bit as far as that core group goes.
Mm-hmm.
How is a young guy, new guy to the organization, do you try to maybe match their urgency?
Yeah, I think it's exactly that. Like you said, you got to match their urgency because we got a hungry core in here. They've tasted it before, they've won before, and they for sure want to win again. So I think as a young guy, as much as you can, just follow their lead and try to grab the lead too, you know, and push each other. I feel like, especially this early on in the year, that's going to build a lot. Going through, you know, January and December and the grind months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.